The American Space Agency, NASA, has released its latest plan to place the first humans on the moon since 1972. The updated information on the Artemis mission renews NASA's promise that one of the astronauts will be a woman. We're going back to the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, and inspiration for a new generation of explorers, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said in a statement Monday. NASA's moon mission is part of its Artemis plan. It will use NASA's newest rocket, the Space Launch System, or SLS. The astronauts are to travel on NASA's Orion spaceship. Bridenstine told reporters that political risks have often threatened NASA's work, especially before such a critical election. If Congress approves $3.2 billion in financing by December 25th, he said, we're still on track for a 2024 moon landing. Three projects are competing to build a moon lander that will transport two astronauts to the moon from the Orion spaceship. The competitors are all private companies, Blue Origin, SpaceX, and Dynetics. Artemis 1 will send a spaceship around the moon in 2021. It will not use a human crew. Artemis 2 is to send astronauts around the moon in 2023. Artemis 3 will land on the lunar surface in 2024 and remain there for a week. NASA plans to have the astronauts leave the lander to collect soil and rock, search for water and other resources, and carry out experiments. NASA says the plan will cost $28 billion over a period of 5 years. I'm Katie Weaver.